Now, just across the Hudson River from Elliot Spitzer's New York, a court is considering an issue of interest to many homeowners. The case is before the New Jersey Supreme Court, and it involves private communities. About one of every six Americans live in a community controlled by a homeowners association. That association's board of directors may pass rules on everything from choosing a house color to placing a political sign on the lawn. Now, some New Jersey homeowners say that system violates their constitutional right to free speech. Nancy Solomon reports.
The troubles between Margaret Barr Akiva and the Twin Rivers Homeowners Association began with a small dispute over a decorative screen door. That led her to run for a seat on the association's board, which led to a fight over the use of the development's community meeting room, access to its local newspaper, and election lawn signs.
There are 10,000 people who live in Twin Rivers. If I wanted to reach them, I mean, where would my political sign in my window get me? My neighbors know that I'm running, but it's a matter of other people driving in Twin Rivers who need to also have access to it.
The Barr Akivas and other homeowners sued the association. And as in many similar cases around the country, they lost. Judges usually treat these cases as a contractual dispute. Their lawyer, Frank Askin of the Rutgers Constitutional Law Center, appealed the case and won.
Defendants in all these places, they say, well, these people voluntarily purchased property here. They knew about these deed restrictions. They knew they couldn't put up signs on their lawn. If they have any rights, they've waived them.
But Askin convinced the New Jersey Court of Appeals that residents don't give up their rights to free speech when they sign their contracts. The lawyer for the Twin Rivers Homeowners Association, Barry Goodman, appealed to the state Supreme Court. He says the New Jersey appellate court is out of step with other courts around the country, which have viewed privately owned communities more like businesses than municipalities.
This is still a very private organization. You enter into a contractual relationship with your homeowners association, and contractual rules should govern what happens in the association. We already have the municipal government, we have the county government, the state government, the federal government. That's enough.
A lot of states are grappling with these issues. Florida and Nevada have opened offices to deal with complaints people have with their homeowner associations, and California has passed a law requiring election monitors at private developments. Evan McKenzie is the author of Privatopia, Homeowners Associations and the Rise of Private Residential Government. He says the problems people face in homeowner associations are very similar to conflicts residents have with town governments.
But in a municipality, you as a citizen are protected by your state constitution and the United States Constitution against certain types of abuses by government. And the core problem here is if you live in a homeowner association, you have the same kinds of problems, but you don't have the protections.
You may not have any say in how local elections are run, how they are publicized, and whether members have access to information about the association's financial dealings. If the New Jersey Supreme Court sides with the dissident homeowners, Margaret Barr Akiva and her comrades would be able to place political signs on their lawns. If enough of them get elected to the association's board, she may even be able to reinstall her decorative storm door. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Solomon.